Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Confidence going in his game right now.
Play action here on first down, 13 of 13, and to the races. It's White all the way, Cody White for the touchdown.
Who knew Cody White before last night? Now you do. Hello. Hi. Welcome in to the highway to hell. That's right. It's not a misery Monday. It is literally a highway to hell, as AC/DC once belted out. Oh my God. How in the world are we going to go on? Last year was so fun. It was a mirage. It's over, Johnny. It's over. It's done. And that wasn't even the worst part. Cody White's 60-yard touchdown pass made it 28-0. And it somehow got a lot worse after that, which I think you know. I think you know. Starting with Jaden Daniels' injury. Actually, shouldn't say that. Started on the first play of the game with Luke McCaffrey's broken collarbone. Heard that in the, I think at halftime. Yeah, you know, I mean, I didn't have it confirmed, so I just couldn't get a second source on it. So I didn't go with it, but whatever. I mean, you knew it was something bad. First play of the game, and he's immediately being walked off to the locker room on the opening kickoff. But then on top of that, the Marshon Lattimore torn ACL. On top of that, just for good measure, the icing on a horrible, stinking cake. Jaden Daniels doesn't break his elbow, but we know at minimum, and I mean probably at minimum, that it's a dislocated elbow. If there's ligament damage, even though it's on his non-throwing elbow, it is still a very significant injury. It will knock him out for the rest of the season if there's ligament damage. Now, stretching, okay, maybe there's a chance. Torn, there's no chance he comes back this season. No chance. And just to make matters worse, he could miss all of the offseason and training camp and the preseason. You just never know. Not a doctor, not trying to play one on the radio. I just use common sense. So the game sucked, was really bad. The injury news across the board to McCaffrey, Lattimore, and obviously, and especially Jaden Daniels, went from suckage time 10 to suckage to the 100th degree, right? The season's over. Don't anybody try and paint any other picture other than that. The season is over. 9 games in, the season is officially dead. And I don't think I'm saying anything that should surprise anybody. You can talk about finding the answers within, and we're not going to miss a step, and all this, you know, we got to keep fighting for the brotherhood and all this nonsense. You know, we got to keep putting on our Super Bowl era uniforms and everything. None of it matters. The season's over. The season officially ended last night. None of it matters. They've now lost 4 in a row. Good afternoon, everybody. With that being said, first of all, thanks to Mad Max, in an emergency moment rescuing the Rooster with his headsets. Why? Because Linnell does what Linnell does. He completely destroys everything in his path, doesn't tell anybody, and then when somebody's in a panic looking for something because the backup pair of headsets doesn't work. Yes. Thank you, Linnell. So thank you, Mad Max. Seriously. For you. And welcome back. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, we played Welcome Back, Cotter, the theme song, when Jaden Daniels came back in Los Angeles and threw a couple of darts, a couple of babies all over the place, including a fourth down touchdown catch to ice it to Deebo Samuel. We played Welcome Back. We did it again. I forget for who. There's been so many Welcome Backs. Sam Cosmi, maybe? I don't even remember. A couple of weeks ago. One week ago, a week and a half ago, whatever.
Did you do it for Jaden again?
No, I don't think so. Although we could have. Although, yeah.
You still might?
Yeah, maybe. But welcome back. What's your name? Oh, AMAC.
Hey.
In your... Brazil. What team is that?
Brazil? National team.
Brazilian national team?
Ronaldinho. One of the best.
Yellow with green stripe soccer jersey.
Yeah.
Atta
boy. Colors of Brazil.
Atta boy. How was your trip, real quick?
It was nice.
Atta boy.
Real nice.
We're going to have to get to the bottom of things because we're going to need something good and positive to talk about later because it's going to be a lot of carnage. And a lot. Welcome back. Cowboy B, you and I never left. We're just here grinding away. That being said, we have to get into, obviously, the meat and potatoes of the show. Now, listen, you're going to want to talk about Joe Witt getting fired. You're going to want to talk about DVOA. You're going to want to talk about stuff that doesn't matter. I'm going to want to talk about the only thing that does matter today, and that is Jaden Daniels getting hurt. Jaden Daniels dislocating at the very minimum his elbow. Again, at the very minimum. We will carry Dan Quinn live at 3:30 to see if he says anything more. I would doubt it. Instead, it'll be leaked to Ian Rappaport, and we'll get no answers until Wednesday. Jaden Daniels hurt on a play with 7 minutes and 39 seconds left on the clock, on a 2nd and 2, another free blitzer, absolutely unabated to the quarterback, Jaden Daniels running and trying to escape for his life, steps up, flushes to the right, gets tackled, gets dragged down, legal hit, no hip drop, no nothing. And as he's falling to the ground, as you know, he braces and his elbow goes the wrong way. It was gross. It was heinous. Many of you have seen it. If not live, you've seen it on the internet. I mean, we're an audio medium, so we're not going to be playing it. I have not posted it on Twitter. Neither should you. Jaden Daniels was injured on a play that started with 7 minutes and 39 seconds left. And the Commanders down 38-7. Now, right there on the surface, herein lies the problem. Jaden Daniels is the franchise. He is what every organization is looking for, right? He is. Now, he's far from a finished product. But he has the work ethic, the competitiveness, the talent, the athletic ability, the drive to be everything that you're looking for. Everything. But that doesn't mean that he's going to be out there all the time. And that doesn't mean that he's a finished product. And that doesn't mean that he should have special unique privileges that nobody else really has. And what I mean by that is, oh, hey, your team is getting your clocks cleaned. You go out there. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, you go out there. John Bates, you go out there. Sam Cosmi, you go out there. Laremy Tunsil, you go out there. Deebo Samuel, you go out there. You go out there, put your bodies on the line in a meaningless game. Meanwhile, the quarterback is going to take the rest of the game off. He's going to go on vacation. That's what a lot of you were trying to tell me that I was missing. A lot of you. And I mean a lot of you. And that's okay. I understand how frustrated and how hurt you are. I'm frustrated and hurt too. But the bottom line is, when you ask people to play football, or when you pay them to play football, you don't say or guarantee to anyone, hey man, when things get really rough, when things get down and out, go take a siesta. Go take a nap. You ask them to figure it out. You ask them to try and solve something. You ask them to try and light a spark, to try and get some positive momentum.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You ask them to play football. And listen, don't get me wrong. I totally understand that it is a really bad look for Dan Quinn and the Washington Commanders organization today. I totally get it. I totally understand. I'm not telling you you're crazy if you think that. However, as I said last night on Twitter, and I have not changed my mind, maybe this is the 52-year-old seasoned veteran in me. I don't know. Maybe this is the more understanding, more sympathetic person that I've become. Not everything is black and white. I'm going to straddle the fence a little bit here and tell you, I understand your anger. I understand your gripes. I understand your beliefs. You're not way out of bounds. You're not way off. You're not an idiot or anything like that. However, those of us with a different perspective are not either. And my perspective is, while you don't love the result by any stretch, you hate it. My perspective is, I don't blame Dan Quinn for leaving Jaden Daniels out there. And there's lots of reasons for that, some of which I've briefly touched on, but I will get into it more right here and right now. You can start lining up at 301-230-0980. We're not talking about the defense for now. We're not talking about the rest of the season. We're not talking about the draft. We're not talking about free agency. We're not even talking about the trade deadline. We are talking about one thing right now. I can't say we won't get to anything else. I'll see. We are talking about one thing and one thing only. Should Jaden Daniels have been out there? Yes or no? And why? And did that contribute, obviously, to his injury in a malpractice sort of manner? I've seen that term thrown around. Kevin's used it. David Aldridge used it. Others have used it. Again, I would say this. Everybody's got a right to feel however they want, and emotions are raw. But right away and immediately, I thought, well, wait a second. Sure, this is a really bad look, and I understand what this is going to be. Make no mistake about it. I understand what this is going to be. But football players, and people are not going to want to hear this, football players get paid to play. They don't get paid to be on vacation. They don't get paid to sit on the bench. Coaches have to make tough decisions sometimes. Sometimes when your team is up way big, a quarterback might get pulled by the coach to give somebody else reps, to protect them from injury, what have you. What would have happened yesterday if the Bengals head coach said, you know what? I'm going to pull Joe Flacco here so he doesn't get injured. We're down 14. There's no chance we're winning this game. And then all of a sudden, Joe Flacco's leading a comeback and got Cincinnati into a one-point lead in a couple of snaps of a finger. What would have happened, though, if the Bengals had given up when everybody thought the game was over? But it wasn't. Now, I'm not saying it's exactly the same context. It's not. But work with me here. I understand the score is 38-7. You do not pull a starting quarterback, in my opinion, or I think in any reasonable opinion, midway through or on a 10th play of what turns out to be an 11-play drive. You don't pull a quarterback then. You make the decision once and only once at 12 minutes and 30 seconds left to go when that drive starts. Granted, down 38-7. If you don't make it then, you're not making it 10 plays in. It's one or the other. You can call in and tell me at 301-230-0980. At 12 and a half minutes to go in a 38-7 game, there was no chance he should have been playing. I understand that. I have a different perspective. I don't believe this is malpractice. I believe it's a very tough decision. And it turned out to be the wrong one. And sometimes people make wrong decisions. I make them all the time. 301-230-0980. Just getting rocking and rolling here on a misery end of the season Monday on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come and join us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.